This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land during a telephone fellowship family meeting with those who pray for and support the important work of the fellowship, which goes on despite the challenges of the past year.
The fellowship is continuing our aliyah. There wasn't one day through the corona crisis, no matter what was going on, that the fellowship stopped bringing the Jewish people home to Israel from Ukraine, the former Soviet Union, even from Ethiopia, from the once lost tribe of Dan. How awesome is that? Every time I say that and open my mouth, I say, praise are you, O God, that in my lifetime I could say the once lost tribe of Dan that we are bringing home at the fellowship, that for thousands of years they were exiled and they were living such secluded lives, which is how they remained lost, and that now we are able to bring them back to Jerusalem from Ethiopia. How awesome is that? And so the fellowship is continuing our aliyah, and it's exactly because of my father, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein of blessed memory, had that brilliant godly wisdom. God was saying to him, not only do you have to bring the Jewish people home on aliyah through the fellowship ministry, but also to care for the Jewish people who are in the former Soviet Union.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.